This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Stephen Jones joining you now here on your home of the Cowboys 105 through the Fan as we continue our Football Friday discussion here. On the Fan, and good afternoon, Stephen. How the heck are you?
Doing good, guys. Ready to get back out on the field after a long bye week situation. So ready to get back to work.
Yeah, jumping in against the 49ers, recent history, long-term history against that organization. How much would you love to get a win against this team?
Oh, well, it'd mean a lot. As we all know, we've been struggling and hadn't played up to the standard that, we'd like to think we are as a team. But, just like the Niners are experiencing and a lot of teams experience, we've had our share of injuries, but it's the world's smallest violin. No one feels sorry for you in this league. So we're ready to get out there, and it'd be a huge, huge win to be able to go out to San Francisco and get that job done.
Now, speaking of getting that job done, there's been talk today with Mike McCarthy saying Dalvin Cook is ready but didn't confirm to him playing, said he wanted it the whole week. What would you add to that?
Yeah, I don't have a lot to add to it. I know they're going to make that call tomorrow, and certainly Dalvin's been doing the job and doing his work week in and week out like the professional he is. I know, one of the reasons we signed him is them. I had him in Minnesota, and he was one of his leaders on his team when he was having success, and they were winning playoff games up in Minnesota. He was one of the leaders on their team, so he's been great to have on the team. And, Mike and Shotty have been talking to us about, it's about time for him to get his opportunity, and we'll see how everything goes tomorrow and make that call.
How's Deron Bland looking? Any new news on him possibly playing Sunday?
Yeah, he's still got a shot. He's working through it. We don't want to have any setbacks with him in terms of that foot. But, he's doing a good job. He obviously plays a position, where everything, it's all got to work because you're playing against, top-notch players. And, who knows, we might end up seeing Deebo Samuels yet. And I know we won't see Ayuk or McCaffrey, but, you got to be at the top of your game when you're out there on an island at corner, and you got to make sure he's 100% before we can get him out there. So we'll see how his practice goes tomorrow as well.
How about Tyler Guyton? Do you imagine he starts at left tackle?
Yeah, he should be right back in the lineup playing left tackle for us and get Tyler back where he's playing his best ball at guard there. And, keep the train moving there. We think the world of Tyler and know he's got a bright future in this league. If you look back on what Tyler Smith did as a rookie, he had his ups and downs too. But it all came together for him, and he's one of the best linemen in the league now. So be great to get Tyler back rolling this week. And obviously he'll have his hands full with that Niner defense, but be good to have him back.
Hey, Stephen, if you could give me a little latitude on my question here. I did work in the pro personnel department for you, so I kind of understand this a little bit, but I wanted to ask about Derrick Henry. And I want to ask this in a way of, we talked about the salary cap situation. I feel like a lot of teams missed on him. Could this been the decision you guys made about him more about that you didn't feel like that he could play anymore? And it was, you moved on from it that way?
No. This was, we know his agent well. It happens to be Todd France, Dak's agent.
Sure, sure.
And,
yeah,
you have a history there. I'm not going to get into who talked to who and who said what. But,
sure.
This was strictly, Brian, an allocation, of our
okay.
cap. And people have to make tough decisions. And, you know, I like to, liken it to, somebody, Kansas City has to make tough calls along the way, yeah, and let great players move on because of cap allocation. And, we don't have that, right, in our plan right now. And, yeah, hey, you remember this well, Brian, a man had a real hell of a coach come through our doors.
Sure.
And he always said, I reserve the right to change my mind. So,
right,
you know,
right,
we'll continue to look at our situation and how we're managing it. And, this was just a situation where we weren't going to spend significant dollars at the running back position. We were obviously trying to draft one, didn't fall right in the draft. And, a little bit, and I think, Mike would be the first to say, we got to, commit to that run. And, unfortunately, we've been in a lot of games where we've been behind. We had a tight one in Pittsburgh, and we ran the ball in the second half and ran it well. So it's just getting out there and getting with it. But the Derrick Henry deal, I totally understand it. He's an amazing football player. He's having a hell of a season and can understand the second guessing. We just, made a conscious decision that we weren't. And, of course, we had Tony Pollard right there who, we thought the world of. And, he knew that we weren't going to, be spending significant dollars at the running back position.
Yeah, I really do appreciate your answer because.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I know there's a lot of teams that missed him, and I know myself missing him and thinking about, what he could potentially do, and I just wondered if it was we made the decision because we felt like that his ability didn't match what we could afford. That's where I was.
Trying
to clear that up.
An allocation of cap dollars, but the Cowboys, Brian, this better than anybody. I don't know if y'all remember a player, Randy Moss, and we took Greg Ellis at the 8th hole, and I think Randy went like 24th, and I think we were the only team to pass on him. According to most people, that we
No. Hey, I was in Philadelphia.
I was in Philadelphia.
I was there too. Yeah, I was with you. Yeah. I was with
We got to read that one all the time too, and understand, Derek working in Dallas, and him obviously making it well known that he was a Cowboy fan, which that's outstanding. But some of these players are only fans up to a certain amount of money, and they got to make a business decision.
Do you feel like he probably wouldn't have been the same producing type of back that he is with the Ravens right now? With
you just never know. Every situation's different. Players thrive in some systems and don't do as well in others. Obviously, that Ravens, what they're doing with the Ravens, hats off to them. We got a big dose of them right there in Dallas, and they're just a hell of a football team right now, and they're playing at a high level. They got a quarterback who's playing at an MVP level, and obviously part of his deal is he runs the ball, is a real threat as a runner, not just a thrower. And, it seems like that system's making a lot of sense. And hats off to the Ravens. They made some great decisions there.
Stephen Jones here with you on The Fan. We love and appreciate having you and Jerry on twice weekly here. And boy, did Jerry really get after us last week or what? Did you hear about that?
I might have heard a little bit about it. he's got more skins on the wall. He's an 81-year-old Hall of Famer who's done really well. So you won't get that from me. I don't have enough skins on the wall.
Oh, shoot. I don't know, man. I was just wondering if you could tell me your strategy for getting out of it when you get sideways with Dad there.
Hey, I know it, but that's not what y'all are paid to do. Y'all are paid to talk and have opinions. I know when I've seen that jaw lock up, and my strategy is to keep quiet when he's rolling.
Do you envision yourself taking over as a general manager one day?
I don't think about that. I want to enjoy every moment with my father. He's the owner and the president and the GM, and I cherish every minute that I've gotten to work with my father. A lot of people don't get that opportunity. I cherish the opportunity. And, you know, I want to be where my feet are. It's a whole saying Dak likes to use. Enjoy what you're doing at the moment. And, you know, we'll cross that road one day. You know, no one's getting out of here alive, last I checked. And so, you know, at some point that may be the case, but, you know, we'll worry about those things when they happen. I just want to enjoy working with him and being a part of something special. And, you know, I know right now we're frustrated with how our team's competing on the field, but overall it's been a, you know, we've had a hell of a run and think we got a lot left in us.
Steven, and again, working with you guys, I always found that you and your father were very good listeners. Were you listening this week in the bye week with what Mike McCarthy was talking about potentially for the second half for you guys, as far as maybe some of the adjustments that he was going to make? And did yourself make any suggestions? You guys have seen a lot of football, know a lot of football. Were there any suggestions that you made that maybe some things as the front office that you would like to see?
You know, sometimes I get a laugh out of how people think, you know, it's a dictatorship over there and everybody right. just does what Jerry says. As you said, Jerry is a great listener and we are. And, you know, we've got two really great coaches on our staff who've got, you know, skins on the walls as head coaches and have had a lot of success in this league. And Mike McCarthy and Mike Zimmer, their staffs are great. And then we've got some, you know, really top-end football players like Dak Prescott and C.D. Lamb. And I know Mike is hurt right now. Zach Martin. You know, we've got the right kind of people, you know, to get this ship righted. And obviously when you have a bye week, you do a lot of self-critiquing and self-evaluating. And I know both Mikes have done that in terms of offense and defense. And, you know, I just feel like we've got the right group to right this ship. I know, obviously, you know, again, I'm going to Bill Parcells a couple times here, but you are what you are. And right now we're a 3-3 average football team, 50% average. And that's not our expectations around here. And, you know, certainly our goals are much higher than that. And I just think we got the right coaching staff and the right group of players to, you know, get the ship righted here and make a hell of a run.
Sounds good to me, Steven. Give them hell out there. We'll be pulling for you.
Appreciate you guys. Always enjoy being on.
Cheers. There you go. Steven Jones here on your home of the Cowboys, 105 through the Fan.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.